This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. The 2016 pre-primary, pre-election, pre-announcement campaign is underway. Today, Mitt Romney and Jeb Bush, possible rivals, are holding a low-profile summit meeting in Salt Lake City. No reporters present. If you're having trouble following the candidates, huddling quietly with funders and strategists, we have a way you can monitor the whereabouts of at least one of the pre-announced Republicans, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, who's been on the road these days, eluding the press corps but honing a message. Matt Katz from New Jersey Public Radio on the governor who we learn didn't get away from Katz.
This movie trailer was prepared inside the New Jersey State House.
This summer, from the makers of...
Together, we've begun to clean up the mess of the past.
The trailer was emailed to thousands of reporters and TV producers around the country. And as much as it sounded like a movie trailer,
hang on to your seats.
This was actually a video teasing Governor Christie's town hall meetings on pension reform.
Pensions, health benefits, and debt service.
This is how you build a politician's brand. Chris Christie is the first YouTube governor. Much of his celebrity can be traced back to a town hall meeting in 2010 when he took on an elementary school teacher.
Well, listen, let's start with this. I stood here and very respectfully listened to you. If what you want to do is put on a show and giggle every time I talk, well, then I have no interest in answering your question.
The video got more than 1 million YouTube views. A social media unit was created in the governor's office. They now shoot, direct, and cut tape from every speech, press conference, and late-night TV interview. The videos accentuate the parts of his personality that have captured the American political imagination, like the time he deflected a question about the closure of a factory owned by Hostess, which makes Twinkies.
You think you get behind this microphone, having me talk about Twinkies? This is a setup, man. I know it. You people are the worst.
To mark his 5 millionth view on YouTube, his team packaged highlights of his sound bites into a best-of video.
The one thing you won't be able to say at the end of this 4 years is that you didn't know me. I got sent here to do a job. I didn't get sent here to be elected prom king. Get me out of the cage and let me go. I have something better to do. I have to rearrange my sock drawer tonight.
But it's not just the entertaining videos. It's also their distribution. The list of reporters who received Christie's videos was a state secret for 4.5 years. WNYC finally sued after several open public records requests were denied. As part of the settlement agreement, I was able to view the list in the governor's office of communications. What I saw was email addresses for about 2,500 journalists and TV producers who get these YouTube links in their inboxes before reporters like me can even file our stories. It shows how Christie runs his own news operation, producing clips ready-made for cable TV news, like Morning Joe on MSNBC.
How many times can we tell Chris Christie we love him?
His team often leaks news to national publications before alerting the local press. That's because national reporters want scoops, so the best way to get them to cover something is to offer exclusives. When Christie made a visit to a football game at Camden High School, he didn't put the stop on his public schedule, which would have alerted the rest of the press corps. Instead, he gave a political reporter from the Washington Post exclusive access. The resulting article helped to build the brand Christie was pushing, of an unconventional Republican reaching out to minorities in the inner city.
I'm a little nervous tonight, but you guys came through. You played hard. Way to go. Good win. Good win tonight.
His social media team was there, too. Heartwarming clips of Christie surrounded by Camden football players were then spliced together with a speech he had given about unity.
The ways we divide each other, by race, by class, by ethnicity, by wealth, and yes, by political party, is neither permanent nor necessary.
It looks and sounds like the next stage of the Christie brand is about to launch. Presidential candidate.
We have to be willing to play outside the red and blue boxes that the media pundits put us in.
You can literally track Christie and his many pre-campaign, pre-announcement travels in the new Christie Tracker podcast from WNYC.org/Christie Tracker.